So you were just recently on the Loudwire Music Awards. You presented.
Right. Yep. Yeah. It was great. It's awesome to see Loudwire having an opportunity to give some attention to rock bands, man. It was awesome to see a lot of familiar faces and see everybody there enjoying some acknowledgement of their hard work. Was definitely inspiring and it was exciting for the future, you know. Hopefully continues to grow.
And I was going to point out that your co-presenter from Royal Thunder.
Oh yeah, right.
you guys literally looked like yin and yang up there. Like
probably.
You looked so uncomfortable, man.
No, man. She just forget it. Whenever we get a powerful girl, a woman out there.
Dude,
you got a microphone. You just let her do a thing.
Yeah, man. That was the exact words I figured, you know, going through your head whenever she started. I just loved watching you two up there. It was epic. I don't know.
It's pop people, baby. It's pop people right there.
Yep.
Gang. There it is.
Right there. It was beautiful.
Awesome.
So you guys have been around for a while now, and you played like some massive shows and seen countless faces. But let's think back to the very, very first Pop Evil show. Do you remember it?
The first Pop Evil show?
Yeah.
Ever?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It was muddy. I remember it. We were my old band, and we actually had this big, what was it, Battle of the Bands that we were playing, and we changed the name that night.
Oh.
And the heads or whoever was in charge, they were so upset at us about it that they were like, you can't do that. You can't change your name. I'm like, sorry. We waited to this big moment to tell, because everyone would come to this event in this Battle of the Bands. They were like, hey, we're changing our name tonight. And that was it, man. It was rough. I think there's only Dave and I were the only guys in the band at the time. So there's only two of us still around from that moment. But it was crazy. I think we had confetti cannons too, and one went off in soundcheck. it was a very muddy, muddy time, for sure.
What kind of local band has confetti cannons?
Oh, dude, we were a cover band too, man. So we played.
Oh yeah, you got the money.
So we would just play, and we always believed in that philosophy that we wouldn't take from the band, we would give to the band. So if we gave to the band, maybe there'd be a chance it would give to us. You know, where ended up working out for us. So we'd pay ourselves maybe $20-$30, just cover gas, and we just save the money. You know, we bought a Denali, we bought a Tahoe or something, we bought a truck and a trailer, we bought everything for ourselves. We were making good money back then, man. So that's why it was real tough to go original music, because when we did that, everything stopped, right? We wouldn't make any money. We were making we were going from making $5,000 a night to making, you know, $100 just to play your own music. So it was definitely a scary time, man. I'd be lying to you if there was some fun story that people want to hear, but it was a scary time for us. So at that time, we were fighting with our parents. Everyone was like, when are you going to get a real job? You
know, right.
You're like, you have a band. Everyone who's had a band has gone through it. And everyone's like, you need to move to Los Angeles or New York. We're like, heck no, we're not doing that. And, you know, we ended up just being that big fish in the small pond, and, you know, caught the attention of the radio stations, led to the managers, led to the labels. And, you know, it's been, you know, the grind since then.
Mm-hmm. That's how you do it too. Hard work. You know, you guys, and it's not like you guys didn't have real jobs. I don't know many people that can pull $5,000 a night, you know, off of doing what they love to do.
That was it. None of us really had jobs. So we're like, if we're going to do it, we're going to have to just play three. And it was suck because we had to play three sets a night, right? So we had to play, you know, play Led Zeppelin, play all the classics. And then, you know, I think the second, the first set we play acoustics and acoustic covers, kind of what was current. And then the second set, we would change our wardrobes and come back out and do a Pop Evil set. And a lot of times in the early stages, we'd get in trouble because the owners and bar owners would be upset. They'd be like, no, covers, covers, covers. But everyone started to come watch us, to watch the Pop Evil songs. So then the bar owners just kind of let us do our thing. And then the third set, we would just all out free-for-all party. I mean, we just have DJs, we would be spinning, and we would be playing tracks, and I mean, we'd do all hip hop covers at that point.
That's
epic. You know, I mean, maybe throw some Rage Against the Machine in there, Beastie Boys, and just it would be like house parties, man. The bars would just be lined around the block. So, you know, at that point, we decided we need to shoot a video and make a record. And we went down to Kid Rock's crew in Detroit and decided to make a good demo rather than recording in our garages. Because how many people have you met in your garage?
Right.
I met nobody in mine. So, you know, we went to Detroit and met a lot of people, and you know, got a quality demo. And really believed, you know, my best advice to up-and-coming bands is, how about one great song is better than, you know, 10 good songs? So we made the one great song, which was 155, and life changed.
Yeah, man, that's a brilliant story right there. That guys, local bands, that's how you do it right there.
There it is.
All right, it is, man. These guys busted their asses and it paid off. That's for sure.
It didn't pay off overnight though, right?
Right. No, for sure.
We're still grinding.
Yeah,
in a pop world that doesn't believe in rock bands, so it's been a grind, man. It's a grind just to fight for the mainstream secular music. You know, prides itself that rock and roll is very much alive, and it's definitely going to be alive in Springfield. You know, when we get back to town.